Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I wanted to talk to you first about Donald Trump and the remarkable moment that we are in. And we will have a guest joining us in just a moment who will, his name is Tom Shattuck. He writes for the Boston Herald. He's a broadcaster in Boston. And we'll talk a little Trump with him. And while we gather ourselves for that, it is, okay, he's here. So I will introduce the whole topic with Tom here. And he just sent me an email saying, I hope you got the Colbert sound. And I don't know what it is. I have not heard it. So I will have to, I guess you can describe it to us while we try to get it queued up, Tom. Welcome to WTIC. Nice to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be there. My ex-girlfriend used to go to Trinity right in the middle of Hartford. And
wow. I didn't know you went out with anyone that smart.
No, well, believe me, then she went to law school and then she let me go wisely, and now she's a happy person.
Left you in the dust, huh? So does that mean you spent time?
What I want to happen. Before this weekend starts, at 5 o'clock tonight, I want Trump to rehire Comey.
And why is that?
Because I want to see everybody in the panicking established media and everybody, half the country on social media, including neighbors of mine up here, I want them to see them suddenly switch sides again and say, oh, my God, Comey, collusion, he's the worst person in the world.
Well, that is brilliant. Did you think this up yourself?
Yes, this is my idea. And, you know, it's directly related to the Colbert stuff, because when Comey got whacked, it was a Tuesday, Colbert was taping his show as it was happening. So he said to the audience, he broke the news to the audience and said, guess what? This is breaking news right now. Donald Trump has just fired Jim Comey. And the audience broke into applause. And they were thrilled and they were celebrating. Yeah, yeah.
They didn't realize it was bad news.
Correct. They hadn't, because last they were
told. They hadn't been briefed.
They weren't briefed. Last they were told is, you know, they usually go somewhere to panic to all the normal sources, like the radical sources like CNN now. CNN told them that Comey was a good guy. I mean, was a bad guy. So they didn't know. So they were all applauded. And Colbert says, oh, well, it must be a big Trump-heavy crowd. No, it was his usual leftist cafe crowd there. But it's the most wonderful piece of audio, because we're hearing exactly the problem in the country, is that people have a psychological issue here. And it doesn't matter what Trump does. He could cure cancer tomorrow, and we will hear that it's unprecedented. CNN will call in Douglas Brinkley to tell us how this is tyranny in any age, and we're going to be told it's the end of the world and this guy is unfit, while the people in CNN behind the scenes work on their big impeachment graphics that they've been working on for five months now.
Yeah, so, you know, it's almost too bad that the Bush derangement syndrome phrase was that moniker was invented before, because really there's been never anything like this. And it's not just a derangement syndrome to me, Tom. It's a channeling of the refusal to believe the election results into an action plan that allows people to never do the processing. You know, like you have to go through the steps of grief or whatever it is after an election, as we did after the election of Obama. And you first have to come to accept. And after you accept, then you can start to deal. But if you never accept that it happened, then you never actually process it. And to me, there is this big national psychological moment on the left where they are refusing to believe that Trump is president of the United States. They know on the one hand intellectually that he is, but they also know that it's an unjust, illegitimate presidency, and therefore they don't have to accept it.
You're totally right. Usually there's something innate that's a part of self-preservation that keeps you from totally committing to a new truth until that truth is realized. But they committed to Hillary Clinton being president long before the truth was realized, so much to the point where it was a running joke if you were thinking Donald Trump would win at all. That was funny. Sorry, dumb Walmart shoppers. It's not going to happen. I mean, you guys, you messed up. You hired the crazy clown cult Cheeto Jesus guy, and this is what you get. Ha ha, isn't this funny? And they were very overtly. Look at Steve Colbert. All of these other comedians, SNL, telling us how stupid Trump was and that it was over. And see, and even with SNL, one of the skits just before the election was, thank you for giving me the election, Donald Trump. It was over. This thing, this election was over. Trump had lost in the same way that with the Patriots. It was over. The Falcons had won. Then they didn't win. Then Trump did win. And if you watch the election coverage that night, and my wife, because she's such a big conservative, she watches it just to see the media crack. They went from, okay, this is Hillary's, it's only a matter of time, there's still some precincts in Florida that are going to close, and this will be Hillary's. And then those precincts still didn't close, and she still didn't win Florida. And then as through the night, as it got closer to that time, obviously MSNBC was saying, okay, it looks like we may somehow have a new reality. They all transitioned from the election just about at the same time to the Dow Jones. And early indications show that the Dow is plummeting already. So this is more of a financial situation than we thought. And that's how they did it. Instead of feeling the pain and ingesting, you know, this huge defeat that would indeed hurt the soul for a while, they never did. They just transitioned. It went from the stock market to the Electoral College is flawed. This didn't really happen. It's a flaw in the Electoral College to Russians, of course. And that's where we are today. Although usually it's something else every few days as well.
All right, but the interesting thing about where we are today, we're talking with Tom Shattuck, who is a writer for the Boston Herald. He's the executive producer for Boston Herald Radio, an online radio station that they have there. And he is, as you can tell, a passionate conservative and a great person to talk to when it comes to talking politics. We're in an amazing moment just in the last 24 hours in which Donald Trump did this interview with Lester Holt and has actually riveted this whole machinery. The bring down Trump machinery feels like he stumbled somehow by admitting that he was thinking about Russia when he fired Comey and that now they have him. Is there any chance, in your mind, that Trump is dancing so happily around the edge of the cliff that he could get pushed over?
No. I mean, I think it's possible that he bumps into something, some legal parameters. Certainly today, putting Comey on notice implicitly on Twitter, so, you know, saying that if
about the tape, you mean,
better be accurate, just in case I have recordings of it. You know, getting along the lines of in the realm of threats. Although this is a guy who has a battery of lawyers in business with him constantly, and is very careful generally.
Yeah. So when you watch him doing an interview like with Lester Holt, are you thinking when he's saying I was thinking about Russia, and when I decided to do this, I wasn't thinking about the notes from, what's his name, Rosenstein at all.
Yeah.
You know, when he's doing that, do you think he's got that kind of calculation going on in his brain? Or is he being the guy who does not pay any attention to what the world expects from him, except to maybe try to shove it in their faces?
I think it's the latter, if either of the two. I think that I don't think he knows or cares to know the specifics of the X's and O's, even if they're his own communication points. I think he wants to, and he often is, has every answer for every issue, which after a while is an impossible to manage, almost document dump on the media. And also, I think it's a manner of street talking. It's trash talking. A lot of it's just smack talk. So he's on every side of this thing. Yes, I did it. He had to go. I lost. And yet people tell me that in the FBI that they've lost faith in him as well. So he said everything, yet he said nothing at the same time. I think that's a New York thing. I thought it was interesting, and it does certainly leave Spicer out there hanging, because he and the communications department, you know, have actually taken the time to put some bullet points together, and Trump just walked all over them. Or walked around them and then embraced them later as well, and then discarded them.
Yeah, so not just the press secretary, but others in the administration, including the vice president. You hear all over the media today that he's hanging them out to dry. And it is an interesting dynamic, the fact that he's not a team player when it comes to messaging. And it does seem to me that he loses a bit of his influence over the media machinery because there is no controlled message coming from the White House. And then as a result, that frees people up to not feel responsible to staying on the message from the White House. This isn't necessarily a bad development in terms of the progress of America. I like the idea that he's breaking all these boxes that everybody's been jammed into. But at the same time, it seems to me he's reducing his own influence because people feel free to just go and say something different from the president. And he doesn't seem to mind.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. And I wonder as well. I worry that he is so set on winning the day that longer-term strategies or goals are not easily met. He's just winning the day. And I look at this morning, you know, he hit about 5 tweets this morning before 9 o'clock, like, all over the place. The last one was a positive thing about us trading with China, but it was the implicit threat to Comey and a few other ones in there attacking the media, yada, yada. So he does that this morning. By the time the Spicer presser rolls around this afternoon, Spicer now is ready not to respond to the bigger questions of this week. Spicer's ready to respond to those tweets, which he does today. And the one that had to do with Comey and the threat, he essentially tied it off and said, we're not going to expand on the president's remarks. So you wonder if that's on purpose. Is that to swallow up the press briefing today? Was that the
swallow it up with by not talking about which issue? They're so not talking about Comey?
Like the bigger issue of the Comey firing.
Oh, okay, so that's the bigger issue. I thought maybe you were suggesting that this was a way to keep the media on Comey and off of things that were actually happening policy-wise.
Well, maybe it is, Todd. I know that it burns a lot of clock during that pressure.
It sure does.
So, yeah, I don't know. Is that by design? Is this incompetence? Is this a certain street smarts? I'm not sure what it is. It is certainly interesting, and it has exposed the media and the left as being completely insincere, unhinged, and hypocritical.
Well, and also just ruthlessly devoted to destroying Trump. And so they just scream in unison over everything way prematurely. There is no sign of any problem with what happened with Donald Trump and Russia or any collusion. There's no evidence has been presented.
Correct.
And yet there are people like Richard Blumenthal, the senator from Connecticut, talking like impeachment is the natural endpoint of this whole controversy. It's just ridiculous.
Which is why Trump is so angry about it. And I don't blame him. I don't blame him going to Comey and saying, hey, tell me if I'm being investigated here because this is made out of nothing. Democrats mentioned, well, they did the same with Benghazi. In Benghazi, there was an attack. An ambassador was killed. People were killed. In Watergate, there was a break-in. In this thing, there was no collusion crime that's been found, sought, or even hinted to.
That's a good point in all of the rejecting of the analogy to Watergate. There's so many reasons to reject it, but the starting point of Watergate was a criminal act that led back to the White House. There is no criminal act here that we know of, and if there is one, it has to do with one of the hacks, the many hacks who worked for Donald Trump, perhaps being indiscreet. And that's all we have any reason to believe at this point.
You're absolutely right about that. We've got nothing to go on. All that we know is that people are going crazy. I don't think this level of coverage from the media, by the way, this is 9/11 level of coverage by the media here. This total frenzy. I don't know how long that can last without people eventually saying, okay, I've seen Jeffrey Toobin cry 8 days in a row here and tell me we're in a constitutional crisis and there's a tyrant in the White House. And I go outside, and it seems to me the economy is doing better, and I feel okay, and the world is
Yes,
turning.
life is good, and everyone's
life
upset. All right, Thomas, I've got to leave it there with you. Thank you so much for coming on WTIC. It's great to talk with you, and you, as always, are riveting to listen to.
Likewise. Thank you, my friend.
Okay. That's Tom Shattuck. As mentioned, he is with the Boston Herald and with Boston Herald Radio. My name is Todd Feinberg. Coming to you today from Fenway Park, it is Geico Fenway Friday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.